This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado elections officials say they're left with no clear answers to key questions after participating in a national security call with federal agencies to discuss the midterm elections. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The Department of Homeland Security said it would not send Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents to polling locations and called the idea disinformation. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold was briefed on the call and said the idea isn't far-fetched and noted it has been pushed by top Trump allies. She was also concerned that federal officials refused to take a stand against Trump's call to nationalize elections in some states,
which underlines their disrespect for the Constitution and for states' running of elections.
Griswold said Colorado would shore up contingencies and push back on any federal attempt to meddle in the 2026 elections. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
State legislators introduced a bill this week to require social media companies to comply with warrants much faster than they currently do. CPR's Ava Keon reports.
The bill brought forward by State Representative Tammy Story of Evergreen and Senator Lisa Cutter from Jefferson County requires companies to acknowledge a warrant within 8 hours and comply within 24 hours unless given an extension. Right now, they have up to 35 days. It also calls for those platforms to report certain threatening or illegal content to local law enforcement within 24 hours. A similar bill with additional measures introduced last year didn't pass. Earlier this month at a press conference, lawmakers said quicker turnaround times would help law enforcement prevent tragedies. Ava Keon, CPR News.
And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC. It's 11:06.